Dear ones, we appreciate you gathering here today. We love you and we hold you dear to our heart. We know that you are seeking a way forward in which you're able to shine your light brightly. And we are so very proud of you for taking the necessary steps to clear your energy, to clear your mind, and to clear your physical body in order for you to allow more rays of light to shine through, to allow more of the intensity and the purity of the energy to flow through your system. Know that you've built in many stops, many signals, many signs for yourself in which you trigger the off button, in which you trigger yourself to slow down, to lessen, to do less, and to be less visible, less radiant, and less present. We encourage you now to slowly but surely dismantle all those stops, all those signs and signals, and allowing yourself to let the energy flow freely, not only because it will impact your physical body as it frees up so much of the healing energy that is now contained inside you, but also because it allows you to move more freely throughout this world in which you create with your energy, in which you manifest from your thoughts, and in which you allow yourself to move forward from the current of energy that you're projecting. Forget not that you are a physical being that is only present here because of your spiritual heritage, because of the soul that you are at your core. This physical body is like a suit you are wearing for this experience, a suit you've handpicked and created, molded to fit your own experience. Many of you might not fully appreciate all the flaws or particular aspects that your suit comes with, but we ask you to trust that you have selected this specific suit for a reason. And the reason is that it enables you to learn and to grow, to expand in specific ways, to have an experience that is unlike any other, to have an experience that is unique and specifically tailored to what you wish to experience here on planet Earth. You chose this. There is a purpose behind your experience, a purpose that you have created before you became incarnate into this physical body. Trust that you are having the exact experience that you've demanded, and trust your own intuition, your own inner guidance to where you are steered back on course whenever you lose your way. And trust that you will lose your way many times, for then you will know that you are on or off your path. Trust inner guidance to always steer you back to where you belong. Know that when you encounter emotions that you describe as unpleasant, they are often signals that help you course correct, that help you steer back to the original path, to the original plan that you have created for this experience. Know that you cannot fail. Know that you can take as many detours as you want, and know that you will always be redirected to the path that you've created for yourself. As for how you can know with the full experience, the full blast of all your rays of light, how that not only feels, but how you can recreate that experience, we ask you to open your heart wide. Open your crown chakra. Open your base. Allow the energy to flow freely throughout you. And then allow an experience to bubble up in which you were filled with bliss, filled with joy, filled with strength, where the energy was bubbling out of you, where you were giggling, where you were infectious with joy and laughter, where you felt on top of the world, where you felt perhaps at times stood still, where you felt deeply grateful for a specific experience. And without having to pinpoint a certain experience, allow yourself to let this feeling bubble up. Allow this feeling to become present. And allow yourself to enjoy it. Enjoy the flow of energy that is rushing to you and through you. Allowing yourself to be filled entirely with joy, with love, with light, with gratitude for this experience. Feeling yourself filled to the brim. And allow yourself to anchor this moment. Anchor this moment, then this specific feeling in your system. And know that if you're feeling anything less than this endless flow of joy and love, this lightness, this gratitude, if you're experiencing anything less than this, it means you're not sending out your full rays of light. It means you're holding back. It means you're toning yourself down. It means you've fallen into the trap of thinking that you do not belong, or you cannot be who you are. You cannot allow yourself to be visible or vulnerable or present. Whenever you catch yourself, whenever you realize that your experience isn't up to this bliss, allow yourself to choose again. Allow yourself to remember the moments of bliss. And allow yourself to steer your way back and trust that you can find that bliss again, even if it's only for a few seconds in the beginning. Even if it's only for a few seconds in the beginning, trust and know that you can steer yourself back. You can ask for guidance, for support, for anything you need to course correct and steer back to these moments of bliss. Sometimes it will take longer than others. Sometimes you will need mere seconds to course correct and steer yourself back to bliss. Other times, when you've dug deep, when you've encountered a particular scar that needs to be healed, or when you've forgotten that you're a spiritual being having a human experience, it might take days or even weeks. Some people take years to steer their way back. But know that no matter how long it takes, no matter how much effort, no matter how much work, the truth is that bliss is the most natural state. The bliss and flow are what's natural, even though right now it seems that you need to work to attain them. You've worked so hard to steer away from the most natural feeling of balance and joy and full flow. You've created barriers and you're dismantling them bit by bit. You've done so much work in the past that there's cracks and holes in the barriers through which you can glimpse the bliss, through which you can experience the bliss for moments or perhaps even days at a time. Know that you can learn how to expand these periods, to expand these moments, have them become more frequent, more present, more intense, and to increase duration in which they last. Know that whenever it feels like hard work, you might try to do things with your mind, with your will, rather than with your flow, and your inner knowing. When you're pushing too hard, you push yourself away from exactly that place which you're intending to go. The key is in being, in allowing, in surrendering, in releasing, in trusting, in opening up, in allowing yourself to be guided. Allow yourself to be guided to the best next step and the best next step after that. Trust the process, trust yourself, and trust those surrounding you. Trust that everyone is doing their best, even when they hurt you. Even when they hurt you when they're having a terrible experience. Trust that you are on your own path, creating your own magnificent experience, painful as it may be at times. Trust that this is the path you've chosen, even when it does not make full sense in your physical body, from your physical human perspective right now. We guide you, we salute you, we love you. So it is.